Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan the Produce Man.
Hey folks, Dan the Produce Man here. Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays. We're going to get right into it right now. Okay, folks, it's fall. It's new crop apple season. And we did tell you during new crop apple season, we'd bring you another apple every week, a different one, either a brand new one or something that's been around for quite a while. So this week, folks, it's the Gold Rush apple. Now, the Gold Rush apple was introduced to the market in the early 90s, right around 1994. It's named Gold Rush because of the golden color of the Gold Delicious and the rush of a rich spicy flavors of a wine sap, a Rome Beauty, and another variety. The name of that one escapes me right now. But you can really taste the sweetness of the Gold Delicious along with the cidery flavor of the wine sap and the Rome Beauty. It just has this cidery flavor to it. It's like biting into apple cider. Now, there was a fourth grade class in Woodlawn Elementary School in Chicago, Illinois, chose the Gold Rush apple as a state fruit. Then in 2007, a law making it official was passed. Folks, get the Gold Rush apple now. Mine is organically grown right here in California by Pinnacle Growers. Gold Rush apples, get them in the stores right now. Okay, another variety, which I just picked up, California grown. This apple was developed in Italy from a Gala apple, which is a cross between a Kids, K-I-D-D-S, orange red and Gold Delicious. The Kids Red Orange is an offspring of the Cox Orange Pippin and a Red Delicious. So the Gala apple is a cross. The other apple is the Liberty variety apple, and that's a cross between a Macoun and a crab apple. So you have these two crosses which create the Modi, M-O-D-I. That's right, I'm feeling a little Modi today. So it's a cross of a cross of a cross of a cross, and sometimes that's just what happens. It's kind of like Jimmy Buffett, the son of a sailor. The Modi apple is very, very crispy, very crunchy, and it was developed so that it wouldn't have a bunch of scars and other surface blemishes to it. And it holds up pretty darn good. You can bite into this apple and it doesn't turn brown. And you can taste the sweetness of the Gala apple mixed in with the Macoun's cidery type flavor. It's absolutely delicious and they're in the stores right now. The Modi apple, folks. You just gotta love fall. Because I also have here with me a quince, the very aromatic quince. Now, you don't want to eat the quince raw. I mean, it's like biting into a 2x4. Now, I did eat a raw one years ago that I let sit there and get ripe and ripe and ripe and ripe till it was almost just shriveled. And then, you know, I was able to chew it. But really, it's like biting into a 2x4. Maybe a 2x4 of pine or balsa wood, but it's still like biting in a 2x4. What you do with this is a lot of jellies and jams are made out of this. In fact, I remember my dad eating quince jelly quite a bit when we were kids. But there's other ways you can eat this. I interviewed Barbara Gazarian on the radio a long time ago. She's a cookbook author and she wrote two books that I know of so far, Simply Armenian and Simply Quince. And what she recommended that I do is slice it up and saute it with some butter and cinnamon on the stovetop. Now, what happens is there is so many antioxidants in quince that once you heat it up on the stovetop or in anything that you're cooking, the antioxidants start to oxidize and rust and it turns red, this beautiful red color. And man, I just eat that alongside some chicken or pork or turkey or something, but it's also great on top of ice cream. So quince are in the store right now. It's a little obscure, if you don't have any experience with it, but it is a very good piece of fruit. Give it a shot. You got to try different things here and there. Just step out of your normal produce horizons and check out a lot of other things. And both Patrick and I have said to you before that when you're in the store, every time you go shopping for produce, get something different that you've never tried. Just one of them, just to try it out. Just to add to your produce eating portfolio, I would say. And quince, well, that happens to be one of them. Okay, Fresh from the Field Fridays is brought to you by Equifruit, the only banana you should try, and Buck Naked Onions, so good that you'll want to cry. With joy, that is. Okay, it's persimmon season. Now, the two major varieties are the Hachia, which you want to eat so soft, so ugly soft that you'd want to throw it away. If you eat it less ripe, there are so many tannins in it that'll just make you want to pucker up and you'll walk around looking like you want to kiss somebody. And that probably won't go over well walking down the street. So don't walk down the street eating a Hachia persimmon that's not ripe yet. Now, the Hachia persimmon is used in a lot of desserts. In fact, you know how people make the sweet potato casserole at Thanksgiving time? And then they ruin it by topping it with marshmallows. Oh my goodness, you're just adding all those egg whites and sugar to it. And oh man, yeah, I know it's good and I don't want to rain on your parade. But try this sometime. Mix up your sweet potatoes that you are going to make your sweet potato casserole with, and then top it off with some whirled, maybe in the Nutribullet or the blender or something, some whirled Hachia persimmon, and pour that over the top of it, and it'll glaze and taste sweet, and it's all natural. You don't have to use any animal product if that's what you want to do. Now, the Fuyu persimmon, that is the flat one. It looks like maybe a tomato, possibly, to some folks. An orange tomato. Now, right now in the stores, there are plenty of Fuyu persimmons, but the problem is right now is they picked a lot of them on the green side. This happens every year when persimmons start. They pick the Fuyus green and they get them to the stores, and you're not getting full flavor. The best time to eat a Fuyu persimmon is when it's fully, fully orange. And after we've had some sort of cold snap, because that really flavors it up and colors it up. Right now, they're okay. They're going to be good, but they're going to be great when they have full orange color and that cold snap has really just moved them along. Now, the Fuyu persimmon is the one they eat firm. So, okay, look at it this way. Cone-shaped Hachia, you eat soft. So soft that you'd want to toss it out. The Fuyu persimmon, you eat very, very firm, like an apple. And it's very sweet. And you can use it in cooking and things as well. I like to make a fall fruit salad with some walnuts, some persimmon, some apple and pear, and maybe some fall grapes. Absolutely delicious. They're loaded with vitamins A, C, and E, and they taste just like candy. Now, one thing, though, that people don't know is that even though you eat the Fuyu persimmon firm, if it starts to soften up, you can still eat it, and you can use it just like you would the Hachia when it gets very soft. So you have both, right? You have the Hachia and you have the Fuyu. Now, there's other varieties of persimmons that aren't so common, and they're more specialty items, like the chocolate persimmon. Now, it doesn't taste like chocolate, but it's dark inside. When you cut it open, it looks like it's rotten, brown, but boy, is it sweet and tasty. And then there's the cinnamon persimmon, which has brown speckles in it that resemble cinnamon. It doesn't taste like cinnamon, but it looks like cinnamon. There's actually hundreds of varieties that are native right here to this country, but the Hachia and the Fuyu originate in Japan. There's the sweet pumpkin persimmon that looks like an in-between Hachia and Fuyu in shape. It's a firm eating, a non-astringent variety, and that one is super sweet as well. The persimmon, then there's the persimmon from Kingsbury Orchards that looks just like a Hachia, but is eaten firm. Or soft. I probably confused you with all these shapes and ways, but just remember, conical, eat it soft, flat, eat it firm, or soft. lots of vitamin A, beta carotene, potassium. Enjoy this delicious fruit now through the end of the year. Okay, let's hear from our sponsors, and then we'll come back with some vegetables. That's right, fall vegetables. We did some fruit. Now it's time for the other part of the produce department, vegetables. We'll be back right after this.
Everyone, we have an APP out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
Welcome to Equifruit, an importer and marketer of fresh bananas. Equifruit is committed to 100% fair trade, which means no crummy wages, super safe working conditions, and nothing but love for the ladies. Driving innovation through impossible-to-ignore merchandising, Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Okay, welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays. I'm Dan, the produce man. I just want to let you know there's a lot of peaches still left in the stores, and every week, and I will until they're gone, every single week, I remind you, this time of the year, very late September through October, for California peaches, you gotta eat them firm. This is not a piece of fruit that you're gonna eat soft and juicy like you did in the summertime. I know I've said this over and over, but I just want to remind you, because I don't want you to have a bad peach experience thinking, oh, this is how they always are. No, the late season varieties, you gotta eat them firm, because when they ripen up, they'll be mealy. It's the perfect time of the year to make a peach pie, because all that juice is going to cause a bunch of water down at the bottom of your pie crust and make it soggy. So just remember that with peaches. Now, sunchokes. What are sunchokes? Well, sunchokes are the edible root of a sunflower. It's in the sunflower family. It's not those big sunflowers that you see growing out in front of people's houses, but it is an edible root of a sunflower. Now, originally they were marketed as Jerusalem artichokes. For years, that's what we used to call them in the stores. But that didn't go over very well. It's neither from Jerusalem, nor is it an artichoke. It is native here to North America, and it was found growing along the eastern seaboard from like Nova Scotia to the southern parts of the U.S. by Native Americans who called them sunroots. Now, they made their way to France via Samuel de Champlain and eventually Italy. And that's where the name became victim of the children's game telephone. The Italian word for sunflower is girasole, G-I-R-A-S-O-L-E, which means turning toward the sun. Now, somehow, some way, Gerasole became Jerusalem because Champlain insisted that they tasted like artichokes, and they started calling them Jerusalem artichokes. Now, these tasty little roots made a smash hit across Europe, all along being enjoyed as a staple by the Native Americans and Pilgrim settlers. The more realistic and appealing name for the tubers, sunchokes, finally came full circle in the late 1980s. As the older, more acquainted generation was fading, a younger generation was hungry for enlightenment. Combine that with a slew of young and upcoming chefs, clever marketing practices, and the resurgence of sunchokes makes it an easy and very creative menu. The flavor of sunchokes does resemble that of an artichoke heart, along with an earthy, sweet, and nutty taste. The texture is crisp if you eat it raw, and then tender when cooked. Sunchokes can be deep fried, diced and sautéed, slivered into salads, baked, sliced, and thrown in a stir-fry. They're grown in cool climates along the eastern United States, central California, Washington, and Minnesota. The sunflower plant that produces them, though, has several branches, and it's very, very leafy with many little sunflowers on the same plant. Two varieties exist that are commercially grown: red, long, and knobby, and brown, round, and knobby. They're both the same in the inside. Now, a lot of folks would mistake them as ginger in the store, but they're too small to be ginger. When you select these in the store, you want nice, firm, full-colored little tubers. They will, like a potato, they'll turn green and start sprouting and get slimy or flabby and with wrinkled roots. Just stay away from that. You want them nice and fresh-looking and vibrant, and the uneven, knobby roots are normal. scrub them with a vegetable brush, remove any soil so they grow under the ground. There's also packaged sunroots that are usually washed and clean and ready to use. And they're pretty much available year-round, but the prominent season is November through March. However, I picked some up at the store just this week. Cook them up like you would a potato, or eat them like you would an artichoke heart, since they have the same flavor. They're absolutely delicious. But if you eat too many, you're going to have to get yourself a bottle of Beano. All right, sunchokes, folks, check it out. They're available now. Another really cool thing that you can find in certain stores and definitely at farmers markets is Brussels sprouts. Now, we're going to talk about Brussels sprouts more towards Thanksgiving, but the Brussels sprouts on the stick is a real popular item, and there are plenty of those in the market today. Just tubs and tubs and tubs full of those things. So looking at some of the ads, some of the things that are on sale, like artichokes, 2 for $6, big giant artichokes, pineapples, 2 for $5, and pears at $1.78 per pound at one store. Then we have another store, organic Fuji and Gala apples at 99 cents a pound. A lot of things on ad. And they're doing the Prima Gatti peach for $2.49 per pound. I still think you got to eat that one firm. That's like the last really good peach, but I still would eat it firm. Grapes. Grapes are a great ad item right now because you have all these fall varieties, and a lot of these growers have created proprietor varieties, their own varieties, green, red, black, long, whatever. And fall grapes, you know, this is the time of the year when they've been on the vine the longest, so there's lots of sugar in them. So, you know, enjoy them, because what's going to happen is we're going to get imports if they can if we can get our containers. Okay, another ad has avocados, 10 for $10. Well, that's $1 a piece for an avocado. Okay, we know that. Of course, the winter squashes as well. My favorite, Marina di Chioggia, but we'll have to tell you more in depth about that one later on when I give you my pumpkin pie recipe coming up. However, if you go to my YouTube channel called Dan the Produce Man, you'll see my video on the Marina di Chioggia, and boy, it's a fantastic baking squash. All right, folks, I want to thank our sponsors, Equifruit Fair Trade Bananas and Buck Naked Onions, for bringing you Fresh from the Field Fridays, as well as Robinson Fresh, Fresh Point, ProAct, and a few others for their wonderful information that they send to us in the emails. Be sure to check out Fresh from the Field Fridays every Friday, and be sure to join Patrick Kelly every Monday for the Produce Industry Podcast, as well as his YouTube channel, The Produce Industry Show. Check out my YouTube channel, Dan the Produce Man, and you can find all my social media platforms on DanTheProduceMan.com. Don't forget, download the Produce Industry app. You got to have that right now. Just go to the Play Store and download the Produce Industry Show app. You won't be disappointed. Folks, go on out, load yourself up with fresh produce. You just can't beat it. Fruits and vegetables, it's always a great time of the year, every time of the year for fresh produce. And like I said before, try something new each time you go to the store, and you just may be surprised with something scrumptious and delicious. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Until next week, I'm Dan the Produce Man, reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.